I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello and happy Friday. I'm Tracy B. Wilson.
And I'm Holly Fry.
We talked about William Marsh Rice and his death, which is often described as definitely a murder. But what is, I think, the most authoritative and thorough account of the crime and the trial and all of that ends on, and actually maybe it wasn't, maybe he was already dead when they gave him the chloroform. Some of the things that are cited as reasons why this whole chloroform story doesn't really add up. There was the thing that we said in the episode, which is that people would have been able to smell the chloroform when they walked in the room, and nobody reported it smelling like chloroform. Also, Charlie Jones described burning the sponge and towel in the kitchen, but chloroform is not flammable, so
it would have hung around.
Yeah, there's just some question marks. And one of the points that's made in that book, which is The Death of Old Man Rice, A True Story of Criminal Justice in America by Martin L. Friedland, is that a lot of the things that are still question marks today around this whole case come from expert testimony that was given at trial. And expert witnesses still operate very similarly in courts today to the way that they did in, you know, the early 20th century when this case was still happening. So there are still instances when expert witness testimony is later revealed to maybe not make any sense and has, you know, possibly led people to be unjustly incarcerated. I know there's been so much discussion of expert witness testimony related to things like blood spatter patterns, that later there's been like there's actually no scientific validity to all of this testimony about the spatter patterns, things like that. So this is one of those things that, even though I picked this because it felt like kind of a kooky murder mystery for October-ish time, also has like relevance to how court proceedings still happen today.
I had a moment related to none of that early on that I had such envy, where William Marsh Rice described his father as a person who had a piece about him because he believed in, you know, providence. I was like, oh God, what must that feel like? That sounds amazing. There's a pause when I'm like, oh, it's my turn to talk. But I had this, you know, millisecond daydream of like, oh my gosh, peace in my head. What is that?
Wow. I also had a thing that particularly struck me that's totally unrelated to either of the things that we've just talked about, which is that when William Marsh Rice was living, you could be the second richest person in all of Texas for the low, low price of $750,000.
Right?
Which, yeah, that's not an amount of money that puts anybody into the rank of the richest person in Texas at all at this point.
No, not the, I mean, the richest person of most places.
Yeah.
At least in U.S. currency. It's a weird thing. It's just a...
Yeah.
I mean, I remember there being articles several years ago about how being a millionaire wasn't really a thing anymore. Like, It was still a thing by definition, but it didn't have the same meaning that it had, like, in the 1970s. And I was just like...
Yeah. Especially because there are so many things that are like, if you want to retire, you need at least $1 million. And it's like, wow.
I guess we all work forever now.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
it was some months ago, at least. I don't remember the exact time frame when my friends started sending me like little tidbits about this whole case. I put it on the listy right away, and then I decided to save it for more October time because in that window before you actually start researching something and you only have kind of the outline idea of what's happening, I was like, this feels to me like it might be kind of on a spectrum of Halloween movies that runs from like Clue to Friday the 13th, like something on the Clue end of the spectrum. And I'm not sure if that's really where it wound up. But in terms of a crime in which many, many, many articles include the part about the butler did it because of his valet's involvement, it does have kind of a goofy aspect that way. That and the ridiculousness of how parts of life, like, this does not seem like you all knew what you were doing in this crime that you're trying to carry out.
Now, I will say, I did also have a moment where I was like, that's very smart. In the midst of plotting, which was when they were laying their paper trail and they included real documents that had been signed by the forger to kind of establish the forged signature as the valid one. That was genius.
Yeah.
That one moment. Everybody has a moment. You know, a broken clock is right twice a day. That one moment was very, very smart. I was like, oh, that's, yes. And then they were doofuses. I was not cheering for them to do it, but I was impressed for a moment.
Yeah. I did find some write-ups of this say that Rice was actually working with Patrick as his lawyer officially. And then I found other accounts that suggested that that was not the case and that it was just that Albert Patrick had created this facade that he was the real lawyer. Anyway, there's a lot that went on and some question marks. The book, The Death of Old Man Rice, is like 400 pages long. So I'm sure there are things in it that did not absorb into my psyche as I was doing the research.
What? You didn't memorize your entire source list?
Yeah, I do.
I do. No way. No, it's not possible to memorize entire sources every week. It's just not.
Nope. Yeah, my brain would be more broken than it already seems to be sometimes. So, anyway. I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business, and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels has a stay for any traveler you want to be, with 22 brands and over 7,400 locations. Whether you're a business traveler, a family road tripper, someone who wants to seek out history and maybe make your own, or just planning a quick getaway, Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Like a Cambria Hotel, where you can be a cocktail connoisseur and sip locally inspired craft beverages at downtown locations in the center of it all. This is a fun way to visit cities with a lot of history and a lot of fun in mind. Or a Radisson Hotel, for all our productivity powerhouses out there. With flexible workspaces and on-site restaurants, you'll get the most out of your work trip. You'll get the coffee, the Wi-Fi, and the work done. And we can't forget about comfort hotels. Imagine you're a family road tripper waking up in your big spacious room and then heading down to a free hot breakfast for the entire family, including waffles. So you'll be well-fed and ready for the day's adventure, even if that's just relaxing. After that, you're spending all afternoon relaxing by the pool. You deserve it. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you. Book directly at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI. There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI in revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better. In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
We talked about William Palmer and maybe some serial killing this week. Always a super fun topic.
Potential poisonings.
There were a few different things that I wanted to mention in this behind the scenes. One, in some write-ups you will read about his case, there are discussions of a whole secondary situation where when he killed his wife, he is believed to have had a mistress who may have had a child with him as well. That was a little tricky for me to substantiate one way or the other, so I left it out because it also wasn't really completely germane, since it really seemed to be about money and not some sort of, I want to ditch my wife and be with this woman, because that didn't seem to happen either. The other thing that I kept throughout doing research on him, I kept scratching my head over, was the fact that he was a doctor. And I kept thinking about that adage that occasionally goes around where it's like, do you know what you call the person who graduates last from his medical school class? A doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Because even people who scrape by still get the title. And he did seem to not ever be very invested in his education or his career in any sort of, you know, passionate way.
Right.
He was a doctor. He seemed to know some doctors. He seemed to exploit his friendships with some other doctors. But the one question I always have, and it I don't know the answer to it, is that John Parsons Cook, if he did, as came up in court testimony, say to his friends that first night that he started to feel ill, I think Palmer is poisoning me.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he keep hanging out with him?
Yeah. I also had some questions about that soup that appeared to be making people ill, but people kept eating it. What was up with that? Very strange.
Just foolishness. Yeah, I don't.
Were you that hungry? Like,
well, and in the case of the chambermaid, it's always described as like the soup had just been brought into the kitchen for storage. And she was like, oh, this is so, it smells so good. I'm just going to have a couple spoonfuls. And she just put a little bit in like a saucer or something and had it. And that was all she had.
Mm-hmm.
But then she didn't think, hey, I shouldn't serve this. We should throw this out and not give it to this sick man again.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit weird. That also kind of gets into this very strange thing that it's not strange, but it's evidence of a disturbing thing. That coupled along with the two chemist's assistants who were afraid of getting in trouble, so they didn't record the purchase of strychnine.
Right.
Like that, and then this chambermaid who let the soup go back to the sick person that was staying at the hotel. There's this side of it where it feels like some versions of it kind of implicate them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, they were stupid and they let this happen. And it's like, these are people in very low-level jobs who do what they're told because they don't want to get in trouble.
Right.
Right. Like in the case of the chemist's assistants, I'm sure they were like, well, a doctor came in and he told me he needed strychnine and I sold it to him. And I know he doesn't get along with my boss, but he's a doctor. Like,
yeah,
I found myself getting very angry on their behalfs that people were questioning whether they should be held responsible in some way. And I'm like, no, because again, they're, you know, young people who are just trying to probably keep their lives together with their low paying jobs.
Right.
There is a funny story that there's never any explanation given for this, but it does make me chuckle a little bit. But it's often said that Palmer's last words when he went up on the scaffold to be hung were, are you sure this damn thing's safe?
What?
Right? And it's like, what an odd thing to ask. Like, are you deluded? Do you think you're going to make it out of this? I don't. It's a very strange. And I didn't include that because, one, it's so weird. And two, that's another one that's, you know, hard to substantiate. Tales get told.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's not like that was ever part of like official court testimony because he had already been sentenced at that time. So it's, that one was a little bit weird. William Palmer is a strange one. People love to hate him, but there is a wave of people that do question, obviously. I mean, mm-hmm. His case was based, as we said, entirely on circumstantial evidence, which at the time passed muster, but certainly would not today.
Yeah.
And it is funny because all of the experts, like, I mean, there were dozens of medical experts, like the defense alone, I think called like 15 or something. And all of them were like, well, I mean, we don't really know about strychnine in people exactly, but
yeah.
And even Dr. Taylor was like, I've never seen it, but I did write a book about it. And it's like, huh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't know. For all we know, he was just a person with terrible, terrible luck around whom everybody seemed to die. That seems sort of strange, but I don't know. I wasn't there. We don't have good evidence, unfortunately, but hopefully everyone listening stays safe from any harm of this nature.
Yeah.
and doesn't do any either. And also doesn't accidentally get embroiled in any such thing just because they have bad luck. I hope not. Everybody have good luck. And since it is a weekend, I hope you have a great weekend, free of all legal and poison problems, and that you get some rest if this is a time in your calendar when you normally have rest. Otherwise, if you do have to go out and handle responsibilities, I hope that those go as smoothly as possible and that everyone is kind to you and that you sail through it to your time off as well as possible. We will see you right back here tomorrow with a classic, and then on Monday with a brand new episode.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.